Blog Talk Radio.
And now on Blog Talk Radio, you're listening to Wine Talk with Stu the Wine Guru.
Welcome to Wine Talk for today, Wednesday, September 6th, 2012. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, and I'm your host, Stu the Wine Guru, coming to you live from beautiful Cold Springs, Florida, as I always do. As you know, I'll take your calls anytime during the show at 1-646-381-4860, or email me your questions to info@stuthewineguru.com. You can also get into my chat room here on the show page and chat with other wine enthusiasts, or tweet me any questions you like at Stu the Wine Guru on Twitter, and I'll read them live on the show. I want to say thanks to all the listeners out there globally for getting the word out about the show. Thanks to everyone. I call that the power of the people meets the power of the internet. If you want to find out more about me, just Google Stu the Wine Guru. You can find me websites, videos, magazines, and TV shows I am currently a part of. Speaking of articles and reviews, I am writing wine articles and reviews for Yahoo, Examiner, Simply the Best Magazine, Mode Lifestyle Magazine, and I've just inked a deal with Hollywood Circle Magazine. My first article will be coming out in the November-December issue. So look for that right around the corner. All my wine articles are now available on any smartphone. Just download the Hello Vino app, and you can take my wine reviews and articles with you anywhere you go. Of course, the number to call in is 1-646-381-4869. Again, if you're shy and you prefer the computer, email me your questions to info@stuthewineguru.com, and I will answer those questions live on the show. Of course, you can tweet me any questions to @StuTheWineGuru on Twitter. I will read them here and get you some answers. So tonight's going to be one of our old school shows, and I'll discuss what's going on in the industry and mention a few things. Just one side note prior to moving on. I will be shooting this coming week my scenes for the feature film from the producer and publisher of Mode Lifestyle Magazine, Alexander Michaels. The movie is called In the Mode. It's a documentary, and this will be my first feature film. Extremely excited about the opportunity to do this. And so we start shooting on the 8th of this month, which I believe is Saturday. And then we'll be shooting again next month. The movie should be coming out somewhere towards the end of this year, the beginning of 2013. I was just at the Hollywood Circle issue release party in downtown Hollywood. It was a lot of fun, and I want to thank everybody that came out and supported that and asked me all their questions about wine and trying to figure out what they like. And we were serving, we're at the Sage Oyster Bar. It's a French restaurant and oyster bar right in the heart of downtown Hollywood off of Harrison Street. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up. There was a DJ on the outside. And I'll be updating the website with all the information that you can check out. And see some pictures from it. And then, of course, if you live in the Hollywood area, you can look for the first article I have, or you can go online to my website as well, or you can go to HollywoodCircleMagazine.com and check it out. And that's going to be, the first article. What else is going on? Let's see. Upcoming guests for my radio show. On the next week's show, I'm going to have David Bernad. He is the president and founder of the Miami International Wine Fair, which is going to be going on the following weekend, not this weekend, but the following weekend, at the Miami Beach Convention Center. I'm going to have him the whole time to interview and ask all the great questions. And so it's for the trade for the most part. It's a convention for the trade. But in addition to that, they do have one day, I believe, one or two days, I think Saturday or Sunday, both of them, where they open it up and they do a grand tasting. You can go in and you can go to Miami International Wine Fair or MiamiWineFair.com and check out all the information. It should be able to tell you how you can check it all out and see. There's a lot of wines from around the world to experience. It's a great organization. It's a great fair, a great way to find out about new wines that you may not have tried before. And so I urge everybody that's listening, if you're in the Miami area, to get down to the convention center, go to the website first, check it out, and then go to the Miami International Wine Fair. So that's one of my hosts coming up. That's one of my guests coming up, actually. What else is going on? Let's see. I have a very interesting thing that's going to be coming up. For all of you that are into cruises, if you're like me, it's a great way to travel and to see the world. I'm going to be hosting wine tastings with one of the best cruise lines that you can possibly take, Celebrity Cruises. Yes, I did say Celebrity. Starting March 23rd in the Caribbean, nightly on the ship, the Reflection, which is a brand new ship that they're launching, I'll be hosting wine tastings and a lot of different things that you can check out on board. Having to do, there'll be some seminars. I'll be doing a few other things. So I'd like everyone listening that would be interested in going on a cruise, and I will get all the information out there for you so you can check it out. There'll be a variety of different things I'll be doing it on. I'll be pairing it up with food. I'll be doing some private wine tastings. So if you'd like and you want to get more information about it, email me at info@stewthewineguru.com. Ask me the questions about the cruise, and I'll give you all the information. And in addition to that, I will be posting all the information about it on my website directly, so you can kind of check that out. What else is going on? This is just so much stuff that I'm trying to keep up with. So there's the new magazine, Hollywood. There's, MoTV. Yeah, I'm going to be doing MoTV. I'm shooting that also on the same day I shoot, this coming Saturday, on the same day that I shoot the movie scenes that I'll be doing for Mode. I'll be shooting some TV scenes for MoTV, which will be the first segments that I'll be doing. So I just wanted to give you an update on all of that. Let's see what else I wanted to go over. And I just want to check a few things. I'll check on Twitter here just to see if there's anybody who needs questions answered. Let's see. Unfortunately, the show page, the chat room, is not going to be open right now. I'm having issues with it, so I'm sorry to everybody that I'm not going to have a good day to go into the chat room. And it seems as if, hold on, maybe I can. Let me just see. I'm having a little technical difficulty here. Sorry about that, guys. But in hopes that I can straighten that out. Let's just see. Momentarily, hopefully I'll have it all straightened out, and then you can go into the chat room. Let's just see here. Desperately trying to do that, get that squared away. So in the interim, I'm going to check on Twitter. Twitter and see if there's any questions for anybody for me. It's been a crazy, crazy day. And, of course, technology, when you have a live show, it never works when you want to. I'm just checking Twitter. I'm going to send out a little quick tweet here that you can get me on Twitter today. Let's see if one was sent out already for the show. Yep, right now, 11 minutes ago. So anybody that wants to listen on the show, anybody wants to ask me questions, do so. In the interim, I'm going to send out a tweet. And the cool thing, I was going to tell you, a few of the wines that I really, really liked, I tried recently, is a great wine. And I highly recommend it if you get a chance. It's tough to find the 07 in this, but I had a Vidair. It was the 2007 Cab Franc, and it was absolutely, positively spectacular. Unbelievable wine. It's it'd probably be tough to find an 07, but if you probably get right now like an 09, that might be available, 08 or 09. If you get a chance, you happen to be in Powell Mountain in Napa Valley, you have to stop by Tacoderia, go in, do a tasting. It's amazing, amazing wine. I've had Delia on the show before, and she's a great lady, and she's you know, a pioneer when it comes to women in the wine industry. She's one that definitely she's kind of paved the way. There's probably a lot of people that you may or may not be aware of, but especially the women that are in the industry. But, yeah, she's just phenomenal. And the wines that she makes are top-notch. I'd say some of the best out of California. And if you get a chance to try the Cab Franc, that's one. But there's her Cabernet Sauvignons are amazing, absolutely amazing as well. So if you're out there, do that. A few other things that are going on. Let's see, just checking. Meantime, just telling everybody on Twitter, tweet me any questions about wine and that the show is live. And I want everybody to ask whatever they have. Want to know about. So that's going on. Let's just see if my I'm sorry about the chat room. It's also in just in addition to the chat room, I'm trying to get the computer I'm using, unfortunately, is not working properly, and I'm trying to get the studio set up here so I can take your calls. So bear with me if you have tried to call in and wasn't able to. It's because right now the laptop and computer I'm using seems to be completely kaput, and that's affecting everything here. So sorry, guys. You know, I'll try to correct it, and hopefully in the time frame that I do, we'll have, you know, we'll be good to go. In the interim, I want to just go over a couple things that I have noticed in the wine industry that's going on, and this is just my opinion on it. The amazing thing is that the availability of 09 Bordeaux, Margaux, Pauillac, all that. You know, there are some out there that are great buys. You can find any 09s. It's tough to find. I mean, first growths and all are going to be extremely expensive. So I wouldn't expect anybody to be able to lay out the $400 and $500 that's necessary. But I would say to you, if you can get your hands on even like, you know, the good like $29 bottles, $39 bottles, you know, buy what you can, drink of course some now, and then lay down a few bottles for the future because. And this is not my words. You've heard it in Wine Spectator and just about everywhere else. that the 09s are the best of the century, not just a decade. You know, that's a pretty big statement that's been made in the wine industry. But I have to tell you, I started to drink some of the 09s, and they are drinking extremely well. I mean, amazing. You know, better than, you know, your best table wine that you like, that you enjoy, that you, or even better than some of the best, you know, Cabernets that you've drank, that you enjoy, that you're spending $50 and $60 and $70 for, and upwards of that. These are just great, great wines. Beautiful Bordeaux blends, well produced, and well worth investing the $30 or $40. Do I say you should go out there and spend hundreds of dollars on it? You know, well, if that's in your budget, absolutely do so. But if not, it's a major investment. So just think about that when it comes down to it, what your pocket can afford. Mike, and what I'm trying to do here is see if my computer is working properly. It's loading. Hopefully the chat room, I'll be able to get the chat room open, and you guys will be able to, you know, get involved in getting me some questions directly from the chat room. In addition, and I can also field phone calls. Right now I haven't been able to field phone calls because my switchboard wasn't working and the chat room is not working. So I really appreciate everybody hanging in there. We're only 17 minutes into the show, so we've got another 13 minutes to go, and I should be able to feel that. Now, of course, this is just wonderful. Oh, boy. All right, well, I thought I had it. It did look like I had it. Doesn't seem like it. I'm going to try one more time. I don't think it's going to happen, but guys, I'm going to apologize about this, and in hopes that when you do call in, I should be able to get the call. Other things that I've noticed that I've made note about in right now, you know, screw caps, they're getting a bad rap, and I don't think they should. I think the bottom line is that, you know, you've got a lot of great wine out there that you can try. And, you know, why, you know, put down any type of wine just because on site you see it in a screw cap bottle? There's just so much to drink. So people try not to get too hung up on the idea and the concept, and go out there and drink as much of what you want and try wines and, you know, that you wouldn't maybe normally try. Give yourself the ability to, you know, see what's out there. Also, the other thing is, wine tastings. Go to wine tastings. You know, check something out. If there's a local store and they're holding one, or they're having it at your favorite wine and spirits retailer, or whatever it may be, check it out online. See what's going on in your local area. You know, they're usually not that expensive. You know, $10, $15, $20, depending on the style of wine. If you're, you know, doing some high-end wine, so you spend a little bit more. But it's so worth it because it gives you the ability to find out what you like, what you don't like. And you're not spending the money to outlay for the bottle. And if the bottle's a $25 or $30 or $50 bottle, you can try it for, you know, your entrance fee. So that's another thing I wanted to let everybody know about. Upcoming appearances, you know, I'm going to be at, you know, there's a wine tasting at Crown Wine Spirits in Coral Springs on the 22nd of this month. Join me there. It's $15 to get in. There'll be wines from around the world. They'll have food. They'll have, some spirits, other things to try as well. So here's a prime example of what I'm saying. Go to a local shop, and if you live within the Coral Springs area, check it out. It's the wine tastings there are pretty amazing. I know I've been to them, hosted them, so I can speak from direct experience. What else? Let me just see. Take a look here. People are asking questions. Got, let me just check. Hold on a second. Stuff's coming in here. I tell you, it sucks when your technology doesn't work. It really just doesn't, and it's really bothering me right now. Let's just see if I can get into my studio. Answer some questions. Listen, if you are trying to call in, I have to apologize. My studio is not working. All it means is that I'm able to do this and broadcast it, but it's almost like broadcasting blind, and that I don't have all the studio abilities. It's just not working on the computer I'm using. But bear with me, and I'm going to tell everybody that if you have questions, either shoot them to me via email or send them to me via Twitter and just tweet them, and it'll be a more direct way, and I can answer them and can, you know, get directly in touch with you, because right now there's no chat room. I just wanted to update again, repeat, towards the bottom of the show here. Here's the following things, updates. One, next week I'm going to have David Bernard from Miami International Wine Fair. And ahead of that, he's going to be on the show. We're going to talk about the upcoming fair, which is the middle of this month. If you're in the Miami area, come down, go to the Miami Beach Convention Center, and go in there and check it out. If you're part of the trade and you want to go, and you know, Sunday's going to be the grand tasting. There's going to be some phenomenal wines there. Also, if you're looking for an importer, if you're looking for an exporter, if you're looking for a distributor, if you're looking for just some good wines to pick up, if you're a retailer and you want that as well, and you want to get a feel for it, go to the Miami International Wine Fair and check it out, because I've been there the past couple of years, and they do a phenomenal job, and they pick great companies to highlight there, and you can just find out about a lot of good ones that you may not normally know about. So that put that on your list. As I mentioned, I'm going to be the new wine columnist for the Hollywood Circle magazine. It's a very really good South Florida-centric, more Hollywood area and the surrounding, and it gives everybody an update as to what's going on in that area. I'll be writing about the wine feed. I'll be the columnist for that section. So a digital version of my first article will be available, and when you go to my website, www.stewthewineguru.com, you'll be able to find it and see that. That'll be updated. The other update is this Saturday, I'm going to shoot my both movie and TV debuts for Mode Lifestyle Magazine. You can definitely want to check that out. I'll let you know about the TV show. It'll be on Fox Business Channel as well as ION Network down here in Florida. And if you get ION Network elsewhere, you'll be able to watch it as well. And I'll give updates to channel selections and so on. So watch me on Nonstop Foodies, NBC's show. It is national, my friends. Yes, it is. It is all over the place. If you live in New York, you've got New York Nonstop. You can watch it on there. NBC's New York Nonstop, NBC's Dallas Nonstop, NBC's Chicago, NBC's Philadelphia Nonstop, San Francisco, LA Nonstop. You can see it all over the country. It's a national show. It's been they keep running my segments and the shows nationally. I am super pumped and happy about the fact I've been getting responses from people all over Twitter asking me questions from all over the nation that they've watched me and they want to know wine questions. And thank you very, very much. I want to thank everybody, you know, all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, every other LinkedIn, all of it. So that's one. And then in addition to that, as I mentioned to you, I'm giving you this tidbit of information, this new information. This is really cool. I am going to be doing wine cruises for celebrity. I'm starting March 23rd through the 30th. If you like cruising, you love the Caribbean, it's going to take you to San Juan. It's going to be out of Miami. It's going to take you to San Juan, St. Martin, and St. Thomas. If you've never been to those islands before, you have to take this cruise. It's on the new ship called Reflection. I'll have all the information up on the website, I'll be doing an email blast, and believe me, I will be talking about this and giving you all the information on my show so that you can book it. You don't want to miss this cruise. You want to be hanging out with me and getting a chance to sip wine, learn about it, have some great food. Celebrity is probably one of the best cruise lines out there. Cruise Planners is the name of the company that's involved with it. The booking agent is also, and the event planner that's doing and putting this all together, his name is Angela DiDomenico, and she is working for a company. She owns a company called Music in Motion, M-O-C-E-A-N, phonetically spelled, pronounced. Anyway, I'll get you all the information as it becomes available, and you'll be able to join me on the cruise, and I would love to have everybody. There's many people that want out there that want to join. Believe me, you'll want to join me because it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think I've updated everybody on everything going on. I appreciate everybody out there for listening in. Thank you for everybody. Again, Hollywood Circle Magazine, Mode Lifestyle Magazine. Keep listening here. Keep going to my website, www.studiowineguru.com. Keep writing me at info@studiowineguru.com, all your wine questions and any inquiries you have. I will still continue to do wine tastings in home for corporate events. I'm going to be doing them on jets, charter jets pre-flight. I will be doing them on yachts pre-launch. So be aware of that. And that's something that if you are involved in yacht company, if you're involved in a jet charter, or a company like that leases jets and things of that nature, please get in touch with me. I really enjoy getting them on there, and it's been a lot of fun. And it's a great way to entertain people, clients, corporate clients, or just if you lease your own jet and you have the ability to do that, have me come on there and do one for you. It's a great opportunity. That's pretty much it, guys. I really apologize for the technical difficulties, and unfortunately, I couldn't get the studio really working properly where I could take your phone calls and take your tweets and everything from the chat room. So just, you know, this one's going to be one for the books that'll be on there, and you guys will be able to listen to it later on. Otherwise than that, as I always say, if it's time to pour the wine, it's time for Steve the Wine Guru. Drink up. Good night. Hey, and good wine.